something like that.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Burnt Out Coffee. I'm Oscar Fernandez at some hashtag stuff. This is my co-host.
It's not even a hashtag. It's an at symbol.
I don't know. I'm old. I'm an old man.
You're not old, dude.
I'm old in my soul.
You're not even 30 yet.
I am.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you are. But that's not old. That's not old.
I am old.
I'm Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado. I'm still young and vibrant. Oscar, you're still young and vibrant. You're not over the hill yet. What makes you feel old? Having a kid, a mortgage, responsibilities, a career. Is that what makes you old?
I just hurt. Okay? Living hurts, Enrique. That's how you know you're old.
I've been old since I was 4.
That's different. You've had, like, medical problems.
What the hell?
Like, so I'm hurting from, like, wear and tear. You were hurting because you had cancer and didn't know it.
You're telling me when I was younger and, like, I was, like, sitting in the pediatrician ward and it's just all the other kids. I'm looking around like, we're old guys now. We're old. You see that kid who twisted his ankle? He's old now. His body hurts.
That's different. That's different. All y'all had cancer.
We didn't. This is a morbid topic to start off.
Most of y'all made it. You're here.
You're a monster. Has anyone ever told you that?
Yes, almost every day of my life.
Yeah, I feel like people, once a day, you have to get like a random person on the street who'd be like, you order coffee. You go like, hey, I want some coffee. And they're just like, you're a monster. You just need to know that. I don't know you. I haven't met you. I haven't heard anything you've done, but you have the face of a monster. It's beautiful, but it's a monster face.
No, I'm very misleading because I'm still a child in my body. And
no, you have the cheekbones of a grown man.
No, that's just my Native American ancestry. Thank you very much.
They're strong.
They're strong, very pronounced. I love them. Everyone, I know. I wish without getting skinnier because I can't because I'll die. But I wish my face was a little bit skinnier, like my sunken just a little bit, so I can look like Admiral Tarkin.
Oh my God, you were gifted with amazing bone structure, and you want better bone structure,
dude.
While I'm over here rocking a beard to hide half my face.
Grand Moff Tarkin, I said Admiral for some stupid reason.
Oh, yeah,
Grand Moff
Tarkin. Yeah, I didn't want to correct you.
It has the best cheekbones, and I love it when he played Van Helsing and he kills Christopher Lee again and again and again.
He plays Van Helsing in...
all the old Hammer horror movies.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. My first thought, Hugh Jackman. I was like, crikey.
Oh, and that crappy Helsing movie that I watch all the time?
Crappy? That movie is a refined... piece of work? Shit? I don't know. I haven't seen it in so long.
No one likes it for good reason, but I like it.
I remember as the reason I haven't rewatched it is because I liked it a lot as a kid, and I'm afraid I'm not going to like it because I distinctly remember going like this. Spoilers, if you haven't seen Van Helsing from the 2000s, I'm sorry. It's from the O's. That's like almost 20 years old. So this is the main thing, Oscar. I thought it was dope as shit. When Van Helsing looked up and he's like, what's the weakness to a vampire? Is it sun? Garlic? A steak to the heart? No, it's a fucking werewolf. That's its only weakness. It's a werewolf.
No. So you obviously haven't seen the movie in a long time. The vampires, they still die from like holy water and sunlight and stuff like that. It's only Dracula.
Oh, I'm sorry. That made it less ridiculous. Right? Dracula's only weakness is a fucking werewolf.
There's a reason to it, because there's like a duality curse thing, like a forced dyad, and it makes a whole lot more sense. Trust me, if you rewatch the film.
So what's the weakness to that guy over there? Oh, Jim. Jim's his weakness. What do you mean? It's just him. There's a dyad, a triad. You don't get it. What's the only thing that could beat a cat? Well, a different kind of cat.
Listen,
that's the only thing. What could beat a tiger? A lion.
As crappy as Van Helsing was, at least their Force Dyad was explained, unlike the Star Wars Force Dyad.
Ah, here we go. I said this one episode, a few episodes back. I'm going to say it again. People are going to think you hate Star Wars.
I love Star Wars. Actually, like, so coming up soon is May 4th, good old Star Wars Day. But
wait, by the time this came out, it will officially have passed.
Correct. So my plan is to start Friday evening and all of Saturday and all of Sunday for all the movies, because you can't fit them all in one day anymore. But I don't want to take the – usually most of my jobs, I have literally taken the 4th off. Mm-hmm. I don't tell them why. If they ask, I say I got like a doctor's appointment, blah, blah, blah. It's going to take forever. So like, but they usually never ask. But I always take the 4th off as a religious holiday. So, and I've done that every year, but this year, because I had to use a lot of my vacation hours for personal reasons and things like that.
Yeah.
And I have some other personal things coming up, aka my wedding and some other things. So I need some vacation days. Mm-hmm. So sadly, I won't be doing it this year, but I'm going to spend 2.5 days enveloped in Star Wars, and it's going to be fantastic. And just so you understand, did you see my Facebook post about
which one?
TIE Fighter?
Yeah.
You did?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that fucking post. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how much I love Star Wars. I'm just sitting in my car driving to work, and I'm just thinking about Star Wars because that's how my brain works. It just rambles on with Star Wars, and sometimes there's less important things like my mother or like work come up in my mind, but mostly it's Star Wars, important things. So that being said, I was thinking about it and I was like, yeah, like they announced episode 9 was going to come out on Disney Plus on May the 4th as a celebration. I'm like, that's fantastic news. And I was kind of reminiscing, thinking about the movie, and then it hit me like a lightning bolt. I was like, you know what? That movie is bullshit. And not for all the good reasons, like, you know, plot holes and just the forced crap, no pun intended.
Yeah.
It was Kylo Ren's TIE fighter at the end of the film and how he gets to Exegol. She steals his TIE fighter. I believe it was a TIE silencer or an upgrade to it. I forgot what they call the new version. And she takes that, and it already has the Wayfinder, and she gets to Exegol or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then Kylo Ren shows up in a standard TIE from the second Death Star.
Uh-huh.
The Empire is huge, okay? And so they don't give everyone the best of the best. They do what's kind of good enough. So their TIEs weren't as good as X-Wings. Like, they had lesser. They had no actual shielding. They were made out of good material, but they had no shielding like the X wings, and they had no hyperdrives like the X wings.
Okay, let's keep going.
So, that being said, that TIE fighter didn't have a hyperdrive. The only at that time in history, in that time frame, the only TIEs that had hyperdrives were TIE Defenders and Darth Vader's TIE Advance.
Well.
And so that TIE fighter could not have made it to Exegol. Huh?
Couldn't they have made advancements in that time frame? Because if Darth Vader was the one, isn't that like almost 50 years after that?
No. The First Order made their TIE fighters better. But that's not a First Order TIE fighter. That's a TIE fighter from the second Death Star.
Yeah, it is.
That's the only thing, because the only people on the planet were Finn and the horse people.
Wait, yeah, but didn't they rebel? And weren't they also soldiers? So couldn't they have had a newer TIE fighter?
They didn't come in TIE fighter. They had a transport ship.
Okay.
They had a transport ship they all escaped in.
I don't know.
So they had a transport ship. They had the Millennium Falcon. And there was a bunch of TIEs they showed them inside the Death Star that were still there. They weren't all destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there's a bunch of armor and dead stormtroopers and a bunch of TIEs. So he had to have taken one of those TIEs because there was no other First Order on that planet except him. And he obviously changed his name back to Ben. So it's not like he'd call up the First Order like, hey, can I get a TIE fighter? No, he's a good guy now. So he took a TIE fighter from the second Death Star and somehow flew light years away to Exegol in the unknown regions through all these weird wormholes and other crap that's got to go through it without a hyperdrive. So Ben would have taken, I don't know, maybe 1,000 years to get to Exegol.
You broke it, Oscar. And this movie about space wizards and where lightsabers can teleport and the dead can be reincarnated through their granddaughter that was birthed from a clone, you broke the system. You found the flaw.
Well, I'm just saying, you can make magic. Listen, there's nothing wrong with magic. I love magic. But you have to be consistent with your magic.
If he could teleport a lightsaber, I'm going to say it's cool. I'm going to let that
Force Dyad BS. The only thing I don't like is the newer movies, they broke Star Wars because they kept giving things more and more power. Like, the Force Ghost could do anything.
That's true.
They can interact with anything now. And beforehand, they were just like, the whole point of the Force Ghost is like, instead of your consciousness dissipating into the living force, you're able to maintain your consciousness and become immortal through the spiritual force. Mm-hmm. That is achieving immortality through the force. And so that was just a way of you retaining your consciousness. But in the new mythos, the new canon, you can do anything. You can grab lightsabers. You can make X-Wings come out of the. You can shoot lightning bolts. You can do whatever. Rant's over.
I want you to know this started with you going, I took the day off to watch Star Wars, and it became, fuck episode 9.
Yeah, honestly, here's my lineup.
I'm not trying to lead you down.
No. Like here's my lineup. I'm going solo, right? I'm going solo. It's gonna be an augmented machine. Cause solo's weird, cause it stands alone and doesn't fit too well in a marathon. So I'm starting off solo, just to get it out the way, and it's a prequel. So you're not messing with Darth Vader or anything like that in that movie. So Solo, Rogue One, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back. All right? Then we're going to go back 1, 2, 3. Then we're going to go back to 6. And then I'm going to watch The Mandalorian.
Wait, like the whole Mandalorian?
Yeah. It's like you take out the prison episode, which doesn't have any real like development for the rest of the season.
It's about development for the character.
You get it elsewhere. But you wow. He's like, oh, I'm a bounty hunter.
It's about right, him betraying showing that he has changed from his past, that he's no longer the same Mandalorian, and he's showing it through his actions that he's not the same person. He is willing to spare the dude's life. Listen, simply for the fact that it's not a useless death.
I got that, but the only episode that you know that he used to be a ruthless bounty hunter is also in that episode. So yeah, if you just take it out, it doesn't matter. Yeah, no, it's good to know. I love it. It's just sake of time. So if I take that episode out, that whole season is only like 2.5 hours long.
Or you can just not watch The Mandalorian and just keep it to the movies.
But I'd rather watch The Mandalorian than episode 9.
No, you're not going to watch? Oh, God. All right, so Oscar, you had a topic that wasn't Star Wars related. I'm afraid of now mentioning anytime Star Wars. I feel like it's a ticking time bomb. Like,
I just love talking about Star Wars, okay? Yeah. I can't help it. I like talking about it.
And there's no problem with that passion. I'm with you with all that passion.
And the best TIE fighter is the TIE Striker. It has the best look, and it's made for not only space, but also a good efficient flight and atmosphere.
Can you name? I'm just still baffled by the fact you were able to name all the TIE fighters by heart, and I'm like, but I know who I'm talking.
There's
to.
There's a lot more. So TIE Outlander, TIE Bomber.
You had a topic you wanted to talk about.
Huh?
You had a topic you wanted to talk about.
I want to talk about Star Wars now.
You came to me at the beginning of this, like, Enrique, I got stuff to talk about. Don't worry, it's gonna be dope. It's cool ideas. I was like, I'm excited.
You know
I'm
what?
Starting to think you were
you know
tricking
what?
Me
Screw
into
it.
Talking about Star
Wars. This is the Star Wars Day episode.
After Star Wars Day?
It's the same week. Listen, Star Wars doesn't stop for one day for me. Star Wars is all year long. I literally watch all of the movies at least probably once a month.
Oh my God. I think you're in a cult, man.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Let's take what I thought of, but just make it Star Wars.
No. I don't know.
It still works.
I want to emphasize this. I actually really love the series. I love the expanded universe. I love what they cover. But it's like the way I compare it is like, imagine you're talking to someone like, oh, I think this is pretty, I don't, like, I can't even think of a comparison except going, like, I'm just walking into the church of, like, this new religion, and you're already 12 levels into the cult, drinking, like, the goat's blood, going, George Lucas had a plan, and it got ruined in episode 8.
Oh, so we're talking about Scientology now.
Oh, wow. Wait, do they?
Because they have levels. You gotta get levels, bro.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, I think 12th is the highest level.
Oh, dang.
So you did a good reference and didn't even know it.
So you're into Star Wars. Isn't there a religion for Star Wars? Is this becoming a Star Wars episode?
There is a Star Wars religion that's recognized by the U.S. military. It's called the Church of Light.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Yeah, I'm shocked you, not even trying to be funny, like, don't practice it, or are you just more of, like, you know, like,
Honestly, like, I'm not a spiritual person, and because the people who do it, they don't think Star Wars is real. They just take the principles of the Jedi, of patience and meditation and all that kind of stuff, and I don't like meditating.
Okay, that's where you draw the line. They're like, you get to take religious holidays off for Star Wars. You get to
really immerse
yourself in the culture. Okay, but you got to sit down for like 5 minutes and just really think about stuff. And then don't think at all. You're like, whoa.
Enrique, you know how our minds are. You and I, like, we're not people meant to meditate. We have too much to do. If I want to relax, I always have a glass of wine.
I like how you always throw me in with you. Like, you know how we are, Enrique. I have this habit. You have it now, too. It is yours. Nah, like, it's fine. Like, me, I wouldn't say I've meditated before, but I've had moments, I don't know if it's considered meditation, where I sit down and I shut my brain off for, like, a hot minute because I'm just tired. Like, it's like you said, like, my brain is always,
that could be like a form. It's not just, like, chanting.
I don't think meditation is that. What do you think meditation is?
That's like Shaolin monk type crap. But no, like some people use mantras. Some people just think blank space and just clear out their mind, just filter out the junk. Some people use it to focus on a particular thing, to think clearly on just that topic.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. Meditation is meant to just be a moment of self-reflection. And honestly, I feel like there's a lot of language, like, to specify different kind of versions of it, but, like, the main core of it is just, you just need to relax, kind of escape yourself for a minute, and let yourself kind of, like, start to reset. And meditation is just trying to, like, calm.
And yeah, I think when I was 20, like, right around there, I actually did meditate in the evenings, and it was just to, like, clear my mind out from, like, all the daily stuff, and just to be relaxed before I decided to, you know, just get ready to cool down and get ready for bed and things like that. I would just sit there and I'd meditate for about 10 minutes every night. And that's like when I had more like anger issues and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I would just, I like I said, I never took meditation like as a practice. I just took the concept of just letting your mind turn off, because I feel like that's like good for me every once in a while, because like everything I do is not physically taxing. It's more of mentally taxing. So that's like my version of like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Like stretching or just like laying down.
That's a good way of putting it, stretching.
Yeah, because like I need to like stretch myself. But yeah, Church of Light, I don't know if they meditate at all.
I don't even know like everything they practice, but I was like, okay. Because I remember looking into it like a long time ago, back when like it was like a first a thing. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I remember when you told me that. I was like, whoa, what? That's actually dope that they recognize that.
Cause oh, God, like, that's horrible.
What's horrible?
Oh, I just farted, and I'm in my, like, small closet. Oh, God, it's oh, oof.
I'm glad.
Oh, damn. My eyes are watering. That is pungent.
Oh, man. I really hope, like, I like to think when we do this, so people know, we do warm-ups before this to get our minds kind of, like, ready and everything to talk, and I always wonder if people can tell between, hey, when was this warm-up made to what episode we do, because we don't do it for every single, like, let me put it, we don't put out every single warm-up, but we do it, and I'm just like, I wonder if people can match this one, because I remember saying in this one more specific, I'm like, oh my God, everything's becoming a train wreck, and now I'm just like in the middle of you in the closet going, oh no, I farted. Oh no, I'm trapped. No. And I'm just like, we're falling apart, people.
Yeah, I am in Texas in the hot closet to get some good sounding audio for you guys. This isn't for me. I don't want to be in here trapped in my own hot farts.
Ah, man. I don't know. I like my setup for here. I know, like, when I move apartments, I'm going to set it up better. But I always wonder, like, would it be easier if we had, like, a dedicated location? Or would it be easier for us doing the way we do now? I don't know.
Dedicated location. Studio's always better.
Well, yeah, of course, for the audio quality and stuff. But I mean, like, in the long run, in the sense of money and everything. And, like, plus we're in two states away. Two, three, four, five, six. I don't know how many states away New York and Texas are. I'm going to say a lot.
It's like half the country.
It's not half the country. Texas is in the middle.
But I'm, like, in the middle of Texas. So if you, like, draw a diagonal line, it's pretty much half.
Yeah, it's about half. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, you're right there. You're correct. I know, but, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think we're ever going to get to a point where we have a studio in front of each other. Because first you need to be... I don't know. It would be dope, but I don't know.
I mean, it depends. We don't know where either one of us will live in the future.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I will not live in New York, but, you know.
Oh, no, I know. You don't even want to visit New York.
I have no intention.
I love it here. I say that going, like, I probably will leave one day just because I don't know if like, this is where my life is personally. Like, because I'm the kind of person who's, like, when they go, like, where you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years, I don't know if this is dumb or not. I never could see myself like farther than 2 or 3 years. Because I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to try to plan for the next 2 or 3 years. I'm planning my career for the rest of my life. But when they go like, where do you see yourself? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to put that pressure on me. I want to focus on the here and now. So currently I love New York, but I don't know where I'm going to be.
I just say space. I always just want to be in space.
I'm so sad because as a kid, I legitimately was thinking, we're going to be in the age where you could just fly around space. And I was super excited for it. I'm not even joking. Like, legitimately, I was like, this is going to happen.
Yeah, because we were lied to as children.
Yeah.
The Transformers movie was the year is 2005. That's how it starts. That's the first line in the film. I don't have a jumpsuit or a hoverboard.
Didn't we watch... Was it the year 2005? I think it was like, I don't remember the year exactly, but I remember the year it said in it, we died because it was you, me, and Luis. We died laughing because we literally were like, that's now. It was literally the exact year they said it was going to be. We're where the fuck are our hoverboards?
The one I remember clearly was Alien versus Predator. I went to the theaters opening day, and the date on the movie was literally that day.
What?
Yeah, the release date of the film was the opening date on the film.
That's dope as shit. Oh man, like I feel like I've been lied to my whole life because like the Jetsons was a thing. It was based on the year 21st century, the distant year of 2000. I felt lied to. Because I liked the Jets.
It wasn't as good as Flintstones.
Even like, this is how I feel. It's very weird with the Flintstones and Jetsons. I'm like, I didn't watch them really. I didn't find them as entertaining. But what I loved were the movies. Like, I don't know why. The Jetsons movie, I loved. I was like, yo, this is the shit. Put on an episode of the Jetsons. I'm like, what is this?
You realize this episode has turned to like a giant warm-up episode.
This is the, it really has. It's just like random. That's what this episode's theme is. Today's episode is whatever we feel like. We're in a, just to give you guys a timeline of where
we had a plan, folks.
Yeah, it got derailed. I wonder who did it. TIE Fighters.
Enrique.
Oh yeah, it was me. My obsession with TIE Fighters, Bow Fighters. I like a little what's it called? The cowboy bow tie,
a bolo tie.
Bolo tie. I don't know why I was thinking Stetson, and I was like, "That's wrong. Don't say that out loud."
That's a hat.
Yeah, you wear a hat on your neck, and you go, "This is my new tie. I'm a cowboy." But yeah, this is what you hear in the warm up. So if you feel like you're missing out, yeah, this is what you're missing out on, baby. No, because like I feel like we're. Yeah, like, because you and I are, like, mentally exhausted, not even because of how late we do this. It's, like, it's a mixture of, like, personal life stuff, how now we're trying to cram, like, like, not crammed, that's not the right word. Like, we're trying to, like, produce a lot of stuff ourselves. Like, we announced it last podcast how we have, like, 3 upcoming projects. We have 1
I can't wait for tomorrow, because I'm going to be working on one of them quite a bit.
Oh, well, you can say which one, because we, unless it's the one we didn't announce. But I'm pretty sure we announced...
we announced the 2 I'll be working on.
Okay, which one are you going to be working on tomorrow?
Spooky Boy.
Oh, okay, cool. Because you told me, like, I was like, I knew. I was like, I don't know what you're working on, man. I don't know. I show up.
Wow.
That's all I do. Nah, like, we're working on a lot of stuff. And, like, the one unannounced one, you know which one? Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Please get it so I don't have to say it out loud. Yeah. You get it?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm finishing up, like, the writing for all that. And that's wildly wild. This is, where are we going, Oscar? You have to lead me back to the path we were walking on.
All right, so Star Wars, right?
Oh,
so
my God. I'm thinking a different path.
So, Enrique, here you go. So, you know enough about Star Wars to know beyond the films. So, what aspect of Star Wars would you like to see more of? As far as, like, something they haven't touched, maybe they touched in the books or games, something that you don't know enough of that you would like to see in the next live-action incarnation.
Okay, I got it. You know how, like, in the movies they have that moment where the text rolls up? And, like, it gives information? What's it called?
The crawl?
No, the end credits. I want to see more of that in all the credits? Films. Yeah, just, like, the movie starts and it ends. That's it. I'm done with it. No,
wow. Folks, that was the last episode of Burnt Out Coffee.
No, because the thing is, like, I really like Star Wars, but, like, mentally, I don't know what I want next simply for the fact I'm like, this is a great franchise. This is awesome. I like, am speaking personally. And this is ironic because what I want to say after this is, like, is your my equivalent of your Star Wars day. I have my own. So it's very, when we get to that, it's very ironic what I'm about to say right now. I'm getting a little fatigued a bit for Star Wars. And it's not less of, I want to see less stuff. I'm like, no, keep producing. I just want to take like 3 months, 4 months where I don't see anything of it. Maybe just so
you're,
I can like.
You're a disgusting human being.
So I can get into it like more. Like, cause like I'm excited for the new, you say the name all the time. I don't know. The Lights of Lorsif. The Lights of Lorsifening.
It was titled Project Luminous.
Yes. That was what I was saying. Project
but
Luminous.
It's a whole...
Oh, can I derail the conversation for 2 seconds? Because this actually sparked something that reminded me something. It's related to the idea of Project Luminous that I went, oh my God, I need to talk to Oscar about this because I generally want his opinion.
Hit me.
Okay. So, 2 quick side subjects. First one.
You said one.
I lied.
You're taking up Star Wars time. Go on.
The first thing, just to like go through it, my equivalent of Star Wars Day, I'm going to do with all the Avenger movies. Not every Marvel movie. I mean specifically the movies that tie into the Avengers. Just because I've never sat down and watched like, you know, Avengers 1, 2, 3, 4 back to back with Civil War thrown in. And I'm thinking... any other supplementary material, we'll see.
Civil War is not a Captain America movie. It is a Avengers movie.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just want to see the chronological progression of the Avengers, not the individual characters, but them as a team. That being said, have you heard about the new Doctor Who project? I think it's like the Return of the Time Lords or something.
No.
Like
Vengeance.
Vengeance. Yes.
Was it Vengeance or... No, it was Time Lord Victorious.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yes, I wanted to talk about that. With 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm. Because it is a very... I looked at that. I saw Project Luminous. And I know this isn't a new way of releasing stuff. But I feel now it might be a more prominent way of releasing stuff. Just because of how we assume, like consume culture and just... entertainment as a whole, so people have an understanding what Project Luminous and what was it, Time Lord Victorious,
mm-hmm.
share in common is this: they are both stories that are going to be told in multiple parts but not in the same form. Some will be novels. Some will be comics. Some will be audio productions. For I know Project Luminous, they're going to go into TV shows and stuff, whereas Time Lord Victorious is only going into, like, audio dramas, books, maybe comics, stuff like that. And they're keeping it, but it's all interconnected to tell this one massive story. Similar, like, if you're a fan of comics, this isn't a new idea. This is how comics works. It's like, you got to buy this issue and this issue and this issue. Oh, my God, my throat. Sorry for that noise. It goes this issue, this issue, this issue that combine into one huge story. This is what they're doing in multiple formats. And I wanted to know, like, how do you feel? Because I think the Doctors are also making a return if there are a voice role. I wanted to know, how did you feel? How do you feel about that concept
of
multimedia telling one story?
I'll have to do some research to see how the Doctor Who one's going to be. Because I don't like it when each one relies on the other to get a full story. Mm-hmm. The Star Wars ones, they're going to be in the same time period, but they're going to be all focusing on different people and different aspects of that time period, of different things going on.
Okay.
So you can read the comic, you can read the novel, you can watch the animated show, and not do any of the rest. You can pick one and you don't have to do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things, like certain comic books, especially like Avengers or X-Men, where they'll split the story between three or four books, and you have to go out and buy the issues of each one to sort of read them in a chronological order for the story to make sense. Mm-hmm. So when it's that kind of format, I don't like. Like, so for example, like Marvel Civil War, the first one, done really well. You can just read Civil War, the actual graphic novel, the story of Civil War, and it's a beautiful story. You can go read Captain America Civil War. You can go read Fantastic Four Civil War. And they have enough stuff to be their own story. There's a bunch of others, Fear Itself, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But there's some in more recent years. There was an Avengers one. I forgot what it was called. It was just called Infinity. That's what it was. But you had to get three different books for it to make sense.
You had to get Avengers, you had to get the New Avengers, and you had to get Infinity itself.
Yeah, for it to make sense.
Yeah, and like so, in the back, it had like that huge chart that was.
Yeah, it had to have a flow chart. It had to have it.
Yeah, it was like, okay, so you need to get Infinity, then you need to get this and this. This one will get released before the next one, so you need to be careful. Make sure you catch that. And this is a supplementary. I was like, am I doing homework?
Yeah, and then there was like side stories.
Yeah.
On top of that, which is fine. I like supplemental stuff, but like don't make it to where I need to go to all these different places to understand the story. Make sure each one can stand alone, but together they supplement each other.
No, I agree.
So as long as Doctor Who's like that, I'm totally down.
Like, you know, you're going to find this like, let me explain it because you're going to be like, what? You know what company I think could pull this like, multimedia project, and I'm speaking currently because something will be thrown in that may change this whole concept in general, but like one company that can pull it off very well is in my mind DC, simply because of their DC online program, you know, like their subscription service.
Yeah,
the reason I think it could pull it off like this, we can create a show, we can create it in comics, we can create it in audio dramas and everything. It's because the whole concept of their subscription service is you pay the fee, you get their original shows. You get the live action, the animated.
And, did that not go under because of the new WB app?
Oh, that's what I'm about to like get into. Oh, but okay. No, so far, currently, no. And it also includes all their comics.
That's why I almost got it, because like I'm not a huge DC fan, but I do enjoy the comics. Mm-hmm. And so like I don't know if it was you, your brother was telling me like you'll watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you'll like watch a movie or an episode and it's like, oh, you may also like this, and it'll give you another TV show, or it'll give you a comic related to that what you just watched.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Like they even have it sectioned off as you want to read this era, you want to read this storyline, or you want to read this character or anything more than just reading. And I thought that was very well designed, because I was like, you can create a one story thing that is integrated into it and it would be easy to flow. But the wrench you were talking about was HBO Max, how Warner Brothers is the owner of it. So they're going to like move stuff. I don't know if they're going to kill the DC because of two reasons. One, that is like
put it all under one banner.
Yeah, it would be easier if they would kill, like, that's the reason they would kill it, but like you're also like cutting off their comic book subscription service, but Marvel has their own, so they might just change that to only comics. But the only other reason, I don't know if they're going to kill it, maybe not right away, is in their announcement they say the next season of I'm trying to remember the name because it's Doom Patrol that's going on HBO Max is simultaneously releasing. That's how they describe it. They don't describe it as it's an HBO Max original. They go like it's going to be releasing on the DC. So if you have DC, it's fine. But I'm afraid what HBO Max will do, because I didn't know this. A lot of the companies, Warner Brothers has, I don't know if they own or partner, this is where I get a little muddy, is they're taking a lot of, you know Verve?
Yes.
They're taking some of their stuff too.
Yeah.
You're going to get a Crunchyroll. You're going to get Crunchyroll because they said, because I was like, they're having anime? How? Crunchyroll. As well as like Rooster Teeth, because they're part of like, I think the same family. And those were like Verve's, like some of their biggest stuff is like, hey, because we lost Funimation. But they do a lot of indie animation stuff too that I really enjoy. But I don't know. Like, I'm looking at DC and Verve like, y'all gonna make it?
Bro.
HBO Max is massive.
You just reminded me. So on this sort of thing with animation and subscription services, Netflix, we talked about before, is doing that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Transformers trilogy.
Uh-huh.
It was just announced that they're doing an animated Transformers prequel for theaters based upon the origin story and Megatron and Optimus Prime's relationship and the fall of Cybertron. And I'm sitting here thinking, Netflix is already making three of these movies on the exact same subject matter. Why?
Do you think they just accidentally re-announced the same thing? Like, oh shit, no, we already said that.
Because Hasbro owns all of this. Hasbro owns Transformers. And so they license this stuff accordingly. So Netflix is doing this three-movie thing, basically based off the Fall of Cybertron stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then another company is releasing an animated Transformers movie for theaters.
Dang.
That's and they wild. And they said it's unrelated to
the Netflix series.
No. The Michael Bay or the Bumblebee franchise.
Oh, what the hell? So we're in three universes? What is this, Spider-Man?
Exactly. So it'd be cool if, like, because they're doing a soft reboot with this Bumblebee movie.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool if what we got was a live-action prequel to sort of build up the characters and show where they end up and then start the new franchise of Now We're All on Earth.
When you say a live-action prequel, do you mean, like, just them on Cybertron?
Basically the equivalent of how Disney said that Lion King was live-action, even though it was all CG.
I was about to bring that up. I was like, basically, that's not live-action. That's just beautiful. That's realistic CG.
Yeah, so basically realistic CG like we had in the Michael Bay franchise, but not suck. So
you just hate humans and Transformers.
Oh, they're so annoying. Because the problem is they put in humans so the audience has something to relate to, and you like don't need that if the characters are relatable.
Man, I'm just saying you're human, dude.
That's cool, but you know what? I'd rather be a Transformer.
What car would you be?
Huh? I don't care, okay? I just like boop, 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 and drive my ass to work, okay?
I would want to be either like, I don't know, I would think, I thought of this a lot. I would want to be not a motorcycle, but like a small car, simply because I think I could go faster and like zip through places the big ones won't be able to do.
Or that's because you live in New York.
Or no, that's just always me. I like the concept of just like being a rogue. Like every time, because I haven't played a character in forever, Oscar in D&D, and I was like, I really want to be a rogue. Their sneak attack damage and stuff is dope. You could steal. You're just dope. You could get cool teleporting
things. I think I would be like a triple changer to where I could like do aerial and road.
Wow, you would. You can't have the best of both worlds. Then I want to be Unicron. I want
to
be a planet.
Then you're just too big to do anything.
No, I'm a cloud. I'm a cloud. I'm not too big. I'm everywhere. I'm the ground you stand on. But speaking of the theater thing, like I'm gonna reemphasize this. Our theme this episode is we are just gonna be jumping around topics because fuck it.
It was supposed to be Transformers.
That was 2 seconds ago, Oscar. We went from Star Wars to something in the middle I can't remember, and now Transformers.
Oh, you know what? Thank you for putting us back on topic. So Star Wars.
No. Did you hear the news about what it's just broke today? So when you hear this, it's old news, but it's new to us. Did you hear about theater? What the theater happened with theaters and Universal?
It's been happening for a few days now.
Wait, the Universal Theater debacle?
Yeah, because I read about it a few days ago, but they had a response today, which I thought was freaking gold.
I didn't get to read the response, so you're gonna tell me it. But let me do the setup then. I got
go ahead,
you.
Go ahead. Set it up, and then we'll snack it down.
Universal was like, "Yo, we like this concept of releasing movies in theaters and doing it digitally, streaming where you pay $20, like we did with Trolls, and we're gonna keep doing this after theaters open up and maybe keep it as a permanent factor. We're doing it with Scooby-Doo because Scooby-Doo is not even going to theaters. It's going straight to streaming. And yeah, we as Universal and slightly Disney and maybe Warner Brothers. No, Warner Brothers owns Scooby. Scooby's going straight to, Digital release, thank you. And even though they didn't Fast and the Furious for Universal and like a lot of their big name ones still have theater release dates. Mm-hmm. All the other ones, they were like, we're going to go streaming in theater. Disney has already been kind of like going into the mindset of Disney Plus is a thing.
So Disney's smart about it. They're going to appease us by giving us a little bit, but it's going to be all their lower projected movies.
Mm-hmm. The ones that are projected to do horrible, yeah.
And they're holding their big ones for the theater. They are not releasing Black Widow on Disney Plus.
Oh,
that is going to theaters.
Oh no!
So they might think it might seem nice. Oh, we got Frozen early. Oh, we got this and that.
Artemis,
but don't be fooled.
Fowl.
No one cared about Artemis Fowl to begin with.
Fowl. Is it out?
No, it's not out yet. It's coming straight to Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, I know that. But what they're saying is, hey,
because honestly, it's gonna be a flop in theaters.
Oh yeah, guaranteed. Even though I love like the book series and stuff, but that's besides the point. They're like, yo, so we're going to do that. And AMC and Regal went, you know what? Fuck you, Universal. I don't want you in my... You don't want us exclusively? You want to have an open relationship? No, you're done. You are walking out this door. We're blacklisting you through all our doors. And Regal was like the supportive friend who went, yeah, me too.
Yeah, the quote was, you have to respect the window. Basically, you have to give, because there's so much money being spent to get all these movies distributed to all of our theaters, you have to respect a window of opportunity for us to make money and then for you guys to release it.
Mm-hmm. Respect that window. That's what it said to them. And Universal's response, got it puffed up its chest, was what, Oscar? I don't know what their response was.
They're like, respect the window? Bitch, please. Quote unquote, they said, Trolls made more revenue in 3 weeks that it came out in digital release than 3 months in the theaters. So if that's how y'all want to be, fine. Y'all aren't getting nothing. Fuck y'all. We're still going to make our fucking money and then some, and y'all are going to be nada.
Oh, wait, for real?
Yeah.
Holy shit, Universal went, I don't need you. You need me, boo-boo. We're done.
That's exactly what happened.
It went, you can't kick me out of the house I own. The lease is under my name. You get out. Oh, damn. That's, because like I say this with this knowledge of myself. I love theaters. Personally, I love, let me correct that. I love theaters that take watching movies a little more serious. Because like I hate when people, like I don't mind like, a little talking, like fan interactions are like, oh, that was scary or that was funny. I hate when people just react to everything and talk out loud in movies. That's the only thing I hate about theaters, but I like going to theaters. That's an experience for me. But I grew up in that culture. I always went to theaters as a kid. Remember the theater in Cove? that used to have all the people dress up as superheroes. They would take your order, bring you the
food. It's an experience. It's like when you like are home and you watch TV, you still feel like you're home. When you take the family out to a theater, it feels like it's an event.
Mm-hmm. It's like telling people, like, we can play soccer or football in the park, but there's a difference between playing it there and playing it like in an actual court or playing it in an actual stadium. It's the same game, but it's a different feel.
Yeah, it's something more grand, and especially for the movies that you're excited for. Yes, you're gonna watch them a million times at home, but to get that experience of that first taste and that grandeur on that big screen, that surround sound, booming chairs vibrating, especially if it's a movie you're excited for, that's an experience in and of itself.
Yeah, and you're surrounded by people who want to see the movie.
And when you think about your favorite movies, you think about how you saw them in theater.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I say that going, the theaters are gonna die if this is true. Like, if they go straight to streaming, it's because then, like, we have that feeling. I love that feeling, but I'm not gonna live in delusion where it is a feeling felt by the majority of people. You're telling me if people had the choice between, hey, you, a family of four, pay us $20 instead of, unless you go on a $5 day, the $8. God, in New York, if it's a movie Ari and I want to see together, the tickets some nights cost like $18. I'm like, we could rent this. If I have a chance to pay $20 where it's only $10 each, and I could watch it from home and order some food or cook and relax there and make our own experience, I'm going to do that for money and convenience. A lot of people, like a lot of theaters, are about to get hurt if this is true. AMC and Regal are about to get hit.
It's true. It's true. And like a lot of these big things, I mean, like malls have been on decline for a long time, and it's only a matter of time before malls are a thing of the past. And for certain theaters, like the big franchise theater, I think it might be going away just because streaming is more convenient, even if you got to pay a little bit more. Like, I was discussing this the other day. If I got to pay $20 to rent this movie at home and I have a family of four, that's already cheaper than any movie experience. Because even if each ticket is $8, popcorn, drink, all that good stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm just spending $20 to have it at home.
Driving there, getting ready, trying to get there early in time.
Yeah, even small families. Most families who are, you know, middle class, things like that, it's going to be a lot cheaper for them. They're going to be able to see a lot more movies. They'll do it from home.
And you could see the tactics between, like, Regal and AMC that they're trying. Like, I know Regal's been, like, every time I go to the theater, well, went to the theater because of stuff now, they're pushing their Regal Unlimited, where they're like, hey, just pay a monthly price and you can watch a movie every day. And it doesn't matter if it's the same movie. Like, they're doing a movie pass thing, but, like, for themselves, because they're like, we need to get people in. Because I know why they're doing it, because they make the most of their money on concessions and all the extra fluff, not necessarily on the movie ticket, even though they do make money, but that's not their main money maker. So they're like, to get people to buy concessions, we would give them a discount if they sign up for this. Because I personally was like, I would love to sign up for this, but I'm going to wait a while because, in New York, it's the way they do it is like three tiers, and New York City is one of the highest tiers. So it's like $25
a month. Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's like $25 a month. And I'm like, that's a good deal, but I, like, with my current schedule, I don't know if I can go to the movies enough to justify this purchase.
Yeah, that never appealed to me, even if it was cheaper, just because there's not that many movies I want to see in theaters.
Yeah, and I don't think it includes Fathom Events, which I actually use a lot for, like, every time an anime movie comes out, anytime they do a special screening of a movie I want, or, like, an indie movie that was just interesting to me. I'm like,
when you were talking about people, like, talking in the theater, the only one I can think of that has been consistent, every time I watch an anime film in theaters, there's always talking.
Oh my God. I literally saw My Hero, the new one, Heroes Rising.
Yes.
Right, that one. Oh my God. There was literally a part where I legitimately was just turning to the people. Like, the theater was near empty, and these three groups of people, like this group of three people, were just yelling throughout the movie, like, okay, you see what happened is, and I'm just like, they're like, no, you don't get it. It's so different. It's so, and I literally turned around and just went, can y'all just shut up? please.
Hey, how about y'all save it for the podcast after the show?
I know. Come on, mine. We can have a whole conversation. Oscar, I brought guests. It's three people from a movie theater.
And they're all wrong.
And they're wrong because they said Deku suck. And I'm like, what?
No. Honestly, so here's my experience. Okay. I love it.
You love when people talk?
Because, no, it's not like, oh, no, don't go in there. Oh, you stupid bitch. Oh, why'd you do that? Like, it's not like horror movie talking where it's just, like, constant. It's seldom. And it's always in a really quiet spot. And it makes the movie 10 times better. Like, when, also, in My Hero, there's a part where Deku's, like, having an internal monologue. And it's, like, the climax of the film. He's like, is this it? Is this my final moments? Blah, blah, blah. And all you hear from the front of the theater, ah, shut up, Deku.
What? Deku's
good. And the whole theater busted out fucking laughing. And the same thing happened in the Broly movie. Like, it was like something was talking, Goku was talking. And, and someone was like, shut the fuck up, Goku. Just hit him. What the fuck? And it was just so damn funny. And the whole theater is just cracking up. And it was like almost like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
It's very ironic because I love like talking at home. The only reason I don't like talking in theaters, it's because I'm like, you have to be respectful for everyone's experience. At home, I'm like, I don't care. It's you. I'll talk to you. But when I went to see Black Panther in theaters, I was hyped. I was hyped to shit. And then in the middle of the movie...
If y'all don't know this, Enrique is African American.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, go on.
I'm Puerto Rican. What are you talking about?
You're not so, even Puerto Rican.
I am Puerto Rican.
What y'all don't know is during after about 1945, after the Allies took over Berlin.
You see, it's Hispanics like you that put us divided. It's Hispanics like you. I said it, Oscar.
I'm just saying. I've never seen a more Aryan Puerto Rican than you and your mother.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry we were born beautiful.
Wow. Oh, so you're prettier now because you have blonde hair and blue eyes.
No, you have the better cheekbones. We already went through this. We already went, you have like the nice cheekbones and stuff. I just have pretty eyes. That's all I'm bankrolling on. My skin is too light. You know how hard it is?
And you have some nice DSLs.
I do. You know how hard it is to be a Puerto Rican, go to the beach, and instantly get sunburned so bad. Like, I told you one time, my skin got boils and was burning red in the back, and I was, like, blistering. And I was like, I spent, like, 4 hours in the sun. The fuck happened? And my dad is able just to walk out with no shirt and spend a whole day and come out just like, oh, I got darker. I'm like, what? How? How is this possible?
Well, that's what happens when your grandfather flees Nazi Germany.
Now, so back to the story. I was watching Black Panther, and this dude was walking up the staircase. Not the staircase. Yeah, the staircase. Yeah, there's stairs. I forgot what it was called for a hot second. And, like, it's, like, during, like, they're just talking, and the dude just goes, looks through a row, and he goes, Janet! 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 And just starts yelling. And you see everyone in the theater just turn to look at this man. And this man's brave because he sees everyone stares at him and doesn't stop. He's like, it's me. It's me. And I just hear a dude go, shut the fuck up. Like, not yell it. He just says it. And like it was like a whole theater unanimously went, yeah, can you please? I was like, wow, this is a great moment. And also, have you seen The Woman in Black?
No, it looked dumb.
Yeah, I went to watch it and... That was the biggest moment. Spoilers for The Woman in Black. A dude was sitting in the front row of the movie theater. Halfway through the movie, stands up. No one's paying attention except me because I'm like, who's this jackass standing up? Like in front of everyone, he goes, Daniel Radcliffe dies. And just walks out the theater.
That's my boy.
And I'm just like, the fuck? And I turn to the group of people I'm with and they just go, what happened? I went, what do you mean? Like, that guy just spoiled the movie. He went, what guy? And the entire group I was with didn't even notice him. Apparently, I was the only dude in the theater
who saw him stand up. Enrique, I just want to let you know, that guy died, and you can see dead people.
And he decided with his ghostly powers to spoil a movie to me. He went, he dies in the end. Really? Is that my only time I get to use my ghost powers?
My favorite one was one that I created.
Oh my God.
I've only seen very few movies alone. So I went to this movie alone, mm-hmm. and it was Hero, starring Jet Li.
Oh, okay.
And so I got there. The theater is packed. To my right and left are two heavy-set males wearing football jerseys. And I think they played football before because they're both sweating and reeked. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in between them. Theater's packed. And it's like right before the trailers even start, so it's kind of quiet and whatnot. It's before they had all those commercials with like, oh, this is, you know, the stuff coming out, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so it was just like, you know, those silent screen. It would show like movie facts and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we're all talking about it. Like, you know, I strike up a conversation with these guys. We're obviously all like Jet Li or Kung Fu enthusiasts and things like that. So we're all talking about the stuff. And then I was like, oh, man, yeah, the only thing that sucks is, man, we have to read subtitles the whole movie.
For real?
Half the theater got up and left. Including the two sweaty men around me. And I was so happy. I was like, I just lost this theater thousands of dollars, but I'm going to watch this movie I'm excited for very comfortably. Yeah.
And I see no better place to end this episode of Burnt Out Coffee.
It's brought to you by subtitles. If you just read the 2 inches at the bottom, you'll get to experience a lot of cool movies you didn't know you could before.
No, yeah, honestly, I don't get why people don't like subtitles in movies. Parasite's amazing, and a lot of people didn't want to watch it because of subtitles.
I have yet to see Parasite.
Oh, do you have Hulu?
I do have Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Oh, it's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's something after this weekend because it's Star Wars.
All right. And with that, I think it's time for some house cleaning. All right, Oscar, who's going to pick up the broom today? Is it you?
Oh, man. You know what? You're just so good at cleaning because you didn't clean your room for 25 years, and I had to keep hearing your mom yell at you, why isn't your room clean after every time I visited your house? So by now, I think you're really, really good at cleaning.
Well, I don't think that metaphor works because technically you're describing how 25 years I sucked and I never learned, if anything.
So now you just feel guilty. Like, you know what? I will clean from now on, Mom.
I won't, but I'll do this. All right, if you enjoyed this very random episode that had no clear... I'm thinking of the SEO, the analytics, the title, the thumbnail, and nothing. Just nothing is coming to mind. I'm like, I don't know how to market. What am I going to put? Star Wars? Or am I going to put Transformers? Am I going to put Doctor Who? Am I going to put
DC? Make it about movies. Just movies.
I'm going to call it the one where we just fucking didn't care.
Star Wars, and I don't care.
It's going to be like Star Wars, Transformers, Doctor, movies. How the industry is dying.
The warm-up. It's not dying, it's transforming.
Oh, that wasn't good. All right, if you enjoyed our massive, massive ramble, then you're going to enjoy it. Honestly, I'm shocked you did. You're going to enjoy a lot of what we do. First, you can find me, Enrique Rosado, at Ryder Rosado on Instagram and Twitter. You can find Oscar Fernandez at Oscar. Are you going
Farts.
By the old? There you go. I just wanted to double check to make sure I have the right one. You can find him under Oscar Farts. That is OscarFartz. He likes to be edgy like a 90s kid. He's a 90s kid. Then you'll find us there. Or you can find us on Burnt Out Comics, Burnt Out Duo on Instagram. Why there? Well, we're releasing by the time this comes out, if I'm correct. Yes, this Monday, when you're listening to this Monday on the 11th or 12th, remember the day, 11th or 12th, one of those, we're starting to release Burnt Out Comics on there. What's Burnt Out Comics? I'm glad you asked, Oscar. It is our anthology comic series on Webtoon and Tapas, where you can read all the crazy stories we come up with. And it's very weird, very interesting, and very fun. And we have a, well, man, all this house cleaning is just like a whole bunch of stuff in my head that I got to go through.
The new one.
Right. I'm creating a new webcomic with artist Kamri Lapka.
What'd you say?
That's her name.
Rikita?
Oh, Bitter Souls. Dude, you see, this is what I mean, the new one.
I'm keeping you on track, buddy. I'm keeping you on track. Go ahead.
I was telling about the other one. Okay, let me go backwards. Okay. Burnt Out Comics, the newest story by... Actually, yeah, this week, you're hearing this, the newest story dropped, which is Bitter Souls. I'm doing it with our first and our amazing guest artist, Rikita Rosado. She's taking the reins for a while Oscar works on some new projects. Some we teased on this, like Spooky Boy, which is coming out hopefully... June, we aimed for next month, like in the middle, but that date might shift within the month, we don't know. But June, we're coming out with a new series called Spooky Boy. It's gonna be ongoing, it's gonna be good.
Yep. If you're fans of old school news comic strips, this will be a jam.
Yeah, it's like our homage to it, but like in our style. If you like D&D, you're gonna like it. As well as we have other projects coming out. For Oscar, I don't want to like jinx it or say it. Do you think by now something will be up of yours? You know what I'm saying? The whole reason you change your name?
Let's just wait one more, cause I'm still looking for a third party distributor.
Sounds dope. Okay. You guys gonna have
to it's cemented, it's done, but I'm just looking for a third party distributor in order to sort of, ease my footwork.
Ease your
that way things yeah. can customers can receive their stuff a lot more quickly, because mm-hmm. sometimes I get caught up with work and, you know, fatherhood and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just want to, you know, maybe lose out on a little more money, but mm-hmm. make it a lot more convenient for customers.
Gotcha. Sounds dope to me. So guys, next week we might have an announcement for y'all. Whoa.
Yes. Next week for sure.
And at the end of this month, I have a series coming out as well with artist Kamri Lapka. Cat Trails. It's going to start releasing here. It's another webcomic I'm working on. Excited for y'all to read. As well as you can go on Tapas, and that will be on Webtoon and Tapas. You will also see... I have my Shore series on Amazon, and you could also read it if you want to get a little early look at it on Wattpad and Tapas for free. Amazon, you're going to have to pay. The most important one, I feel personally. Are you ready, Oscar?
Hit me.
It's our Patreon. I don't know if you ever heard us mention it, or I don't know. It's a pretty indie website. It's kind of new, upcoming. You know what I mean, Oscars? Where people can come and pick a tier they would like to donate money to us, and we're not just going to give them nothing. We're going to give them stuff like, hey, do you like our webcomics, but you want to get them early? Well, we're starting to release pages earlier there. Do you like how our podcast sound? You want a little bit more, a little treat? Well, we have something called our warm-ups, where before every episode, we talk. We have to do a warm-up because, as you heard today, obviously, we stick to a very strict topic and have to like really bounce ideas off each other to keep this one topic going and get our juices going. So we have to warm up. And today's warm up really obviously didn't help, but it was entertaining. And you can catch them 5 months ahead before we post them on any other platform. 5 months. Same with our comics. You get to catch some of them a week, 2 weeks. Well, it's more by updates, not by weeks. You can get them one update, two updates, maybe even three updates ahead of where you're reading it on Webtoon and Tapas. And with that,
Oscar, oh, and don't forget our, yes, yeah, you did. Yeah. And we're also starting on OnlyFans, where Enrique God. And I will take pictures of each other in cute bathing suits. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start calendars and stickers, and it's going to be super freaking cute.
Yeah, and our concept with the OnlyFans is we will release these photos unless you give us money. If you want to save the world, if you want to be a hero today, subscribe to it, and we will make those pictures private.
I mean... It depends. I mean, I have a very pronounced rib cage, only being 105 pounds.
And me not being that is not that.
I'm just saying, I look pretty decrepit in a bikini.
And I look like I'm beached. And with that, I think that's everything. we had to cover. Oh my god, today's episode is wild. With that, if you're new here, we have a tradition. Oscar likes to hit you all with our very famous catchphrase. We're very known for it. And today, Oscar, I think you should really drive it home, hit it with it, and go for it.
Remember, true believers, there's no way that TIE fighter got to Exegol.
I fucking hate that was a conversation. When I saw that post on Facebook, I literally went, man, Oscar, you need to chill. It's okay. It's okay, man.
There's no way. There's no way.
There's a way in the Force.
Please don't sue us.
End of episode.
We have no money.
Please. Ba-dum. God, we're fucking idiots.